This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer helping to hold things down, Evan Harkin. Hopefully you had a tremendous Thursday. If you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you did not. I know you're kind of miserable because Michael Parsons has been traded from the Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. You can't make this up. Two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Yeah, I don't know if Kenny Clark is a I don't know if people are thrilled about that one. Anyway, Jerry Jones just spoke to the media. We'll hear from Jerry in a little while. I see a few things. He thinks that this is a good trade because it was time to move on as an organization. They need to stop the run. They've been bad. And here's Jerry Jones' explanation. And you'll hear from him in a minute because, of course, he needed to be heard. Anyway, the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our guest early in the show, Trey Wallace, coming through. College football reporter for OutKick and Fox. Man, we got a football matchup going on right now, college football. We got Boise State. We got South Florida. We got Nebraska coming up. South Florida is beating Boise State. It's 17-7. What a different world we live in with no Ashton Jensen, right? Okay. Well, we talked about Taylor Townsend and that controversy. We got into Deion Sanders. He coaches against Georgia Tech tomorrow without his son and Travis Hunter. Arch Manning, we know we got to wait until Saturday when Arch takes on the Ohio State University. We talked about Doris Burke. You want to talk about a trade? Well, she's been demoted. She's been traded to the second team. Tim Legler will now be calling the NBA Finals with Richard Jefferson and Mike Breen. And speaking of basketball, how about this? In about 15 to 20 minutes or so, we're going to have a chat with Josh Okogie from the Houston Rockets. I don't know how big of a football fan Josh is, but I'm going to get his thoughts on what the hell just went on with Michael Parsons. And Josh got some other cool things going on here in Atlanta in the community. Get his thoughts on his new team, his new teammates. And what we can expect down in Houston with that squad, they're expected to go out there and compete for a championship. At least things are good in Houston, Texas. Things not all that good in Dallas. Pretty funny. Right before we went to break as well, we went ahead and took a look at just the bad things that have happened in Dallas here over the past just several months. Luka Doncic gets moved. We heard from Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is just like, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, I don't regret trading or selling the Dallas Mavericks. I probably would have just done it in a different way. You know, a change in scenery, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In a lot of cases, it is so difficult for teams to get their hands on stars. You got to draft one, and then you got to keep them. Like, there was nothing in anything where the Dallas Cowboys should not have kept Michael Parsons. Oh, who, yeah, by the way, Jerry Jones, because he's an older gentleman. He referred to Micah as Michael, I think, several times in his conversation today, his press conference. Just because you go to a different team doesn't mean things are going to work out. You bring in a star. You draft the star, you keep the star, unless the time is up. Unless that guy's a jackass, unless he's a pain in the ass. You don't get rid of a dude in his prime. It doesn't work out. Come on. You know, I can't blame. The NBA was a different animal. You think about Shaquille O'Neal moving to Los Angeles from Orlando. Seemed inevitable. Come on, the Lakers get everybody. They're the Lakers. The Cowboys pay people. But they're a pain in the ass in the process. I feel like half the damn roster, since Michael Parsons was traded today, has put up one of these variations all online. These sad faces, these emojis, these, everybody's just sad. It was a couple of days ago where Dak Prescott spoke to the media. And Dak Prescott said, yeah, this is kind of how things go with the Dallas Cowboys. Look at my situation. Well, Mike is gone. We heard from CeeDee Lamb a couple of months ago. CeeDee Lamb is just like, man, why do we always have to do things like this? Now Mike is gone. Change of scenery doesn't work out. Not all the time. Man, damn it, we got Aaron Rodgers. We heard from him yesterday apologizing to fans of the New York Jets because things didn't work out there. But he's old. Aaron Rodgers is an old guy. He's like 14, almost 15 years older than Michael Parsons. What are we doing here? And by the way, the New York Jets, their situation may not work out either. Got these New York Jets out here. And they said some crazy things, too. There must be something in the water. Is there something in the water in New York as well, Evan? There's always something in the water, right?
Yeah, there's always something in the water here.
But the water in New York is supposed to be, it is actually, I would say so. It's some of the best tasting water in the country, is it not?
It is, but then you go close, like to Jersey, and it gets really bad. Connecticut, it's really bad. So maybe they were over there recently.
Oh, man. Yeah, the New York Jets were saying some crazy things. Okay. We got their new GM. We know Aaron Rodgers. Well, the New York Jets, they're a bunch of dumbasses, so. It was inevitable bringing in Aaron Rodgers. It looked more than likely things were not going to work out and everybody be fired. And so they got a new GM in Darren Moogie. They got a new head coach who used to play for the Jets in Aaron Glenn. And they even got a new quarterback, a guy who was a reject from the Bears, a reject from the Steelers, where Aaron Rodgers is now. His name is Justin Fields. And there's something in the water in New York City because Darren Moogie actually spoke to the press today for the first time since the NFL draft. That's since April. And you'll get a kick out of this. He said that he believes Justin Fields can grow in a new situation like, I don't know, Baker Mayfield and even Sam Darnold. I wouldn't use Sam Darnold's name. Listen to what Darren Moogie had to say.
I've seen him improve every day. And specifically this past week, I think we've really seen good rhythm out at practice with the offense, a balanced attack, some run, some pass. But just the overall operation, the command, his leadership, obviously named a captain, as many of you found out this morning. So seeing that growth has been really good.
Oh, my God. The growth. He's like, oh, yeah, he could grow like Baker Mayfield in a different place. He can grow like Sam Darnold. You know, but here's the difference. And this is almost like Aaron Glenn a couple of weeks ago just saying, everybody's concerned about what our offenses look like in the preseason. Well, you know, the team that won the Super Bowl last year, they ran the ball. Well, last time I looked, the New York Jets don't have Saquon Barkley, and they don't have the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line. And so if Justin Fields is going to work things out with Allen, how the hell is that going to work out? The top two weapons are Garrett Wilson. And then also Breece Hall. The New York Jets, does that sound like some championship thing? And then if you're going to compare him to Baker Mayfield, Godwin, Evans, do they got those two guys on the team? And then Sam Darnold, God bless him. He was one of the best coaches in the league in Kevin O'Connell. But then he was able to throw the ball to one of the best wide receivers in Justin Jefferson. Come on, man. The New York Jets don't have that. No disrespect to Garrett Wilson. I don't know how this is going to work out for the Jets. I don't think it's going to work out. Justin Fields. This is pretty funny. last preseason game. They're asking him about getting a ball down the field, and he's making the Jets offense sound like it's going to be death of a thousand cuts.
I think we called one kind of deep intermediate pass today, but all those linebackers kind of sunk under that, and that's when I kind of ran and got like 5-6 yards. But yeah, I mean, we haven't, but like I said, it'll come. You know, no need to force it. You know, when you try to force it, that's when, you know, tip balls, picks happen. So my mindset is always going to be take what the defense gives me. So yeah,
the same guy was just like, yeah, we'll tie together a bunch of 8-yard passes. 1 8-yard pass and another 8-yard pass, and we'll just 8-yard pass you to death. The man really said that the New York Jets offense, the fans may not find it exciting, which means they don't trust the offense. They don't trust the quarterback, and good on Justin Fields. In the time that he started last year while Russell Wilson was out with that calf, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't getting the ball down the field. That's why they benched him. You at least wanted to open up the field. Russell Wilson, for one thing, he may not run the way that Fields does, sure as hell doesn't, but at least he can make the field wide. He can make it vertical. He can throw a deep ball. Justin Fields last season, 1,100 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, 5 touchdowns rushing. Oh, yeah, good and nice. Got to be able to move the ball down the field. Aaron Glenn, I wouldn't say that he sounds all that excited either about what he has going on. He just said that Justin Fields is steady.
He is as steady as they come. He's never too high. He's never too low. He has this quiet confidence about himself that some people think of him as being just not a fiery, but the thing is, his confidence and his ability to lead just by the way he operates, to me, is just, it's unparalleled to some guys I've seen. And like, I love that about him, because he gets probably criticized more than anybody, but you know what? He's always steady.
Okay, all right. We'll see what this looks like, you know?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, the New York Jets are kind of in a quiet situation. Not as criticized as years past because Aaron Rodgers is not there. That's a good thing. The New York Jets are not in the category of, let's just say, the Browns right now or the Dallas Cowboys. The New York Jets, things are pretty quiet. And I think they'll be quiet all year because Justin Fields is going to get the ball. And the New York Jets, who won 5 games last year, man, I think it'd be a good year if they end up winning 7 games. If they get to 8, I'd be surprised. And that's not a good thing. But if you're the Jets, I think you take a quiet season, knowing that you still have to restart and maybe go get another quarterback, as opposed to dealing with Aaron Rodgers and his drama. Yeah, Evan, you're in New York. You played football. You played for the Fordham Rams. What's your team? Not the Giants or the Jets, right? Who's your team?
No, I'm a Jets. Giants guy, sorry.
You're a Giants guy. Okay. What the hell are they going to do this year? Nothing too, huh?
No, I think our hope is for competitive losses. We're looking to lose games but not get blown out and be a laughing stock of the games.
So if they're going to have competitive losses, then how long is it before the New York Giants throw out Jackson Dart?
So I think a little while. I think the plan with Russ was purposely to let him, you know, be the guy that you can blame for the losses. So I think Dart comes in once Giants fans put so much pressure on the organization because they know Dart's probably going to lose those games too, and they don't want to kill his trajectory. I think with four games left, Dart has to come in, and they put him in.
Damn, four games. Sheesh. Damn. So Russell Wilson starts the games. Eventually, he's like, all right, whatever. Y'all bench me now. Release me. He then goes somewhere else to try to get on the field, maybe the Minnesota Vikings or something like that. And then at that point, Jameis Winston is the backup to Jackson Dart. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think Jameis could end up getting traded. You know, that maybe if the team wants him to actually play for them, that has someone hurt or something. I could see the Giants getting rid of Jameis for a team that could use him a little more.
I'm talking about Russell Wilson getting the boot. You saying trade Jameis? So who'd back up Jackson Dart?
No, I don't think Russ gets the boot. I think he'll be Dart's backup once Dart comes in.
Oh, man. You think he'd sit around for that?
Yeah. I think he's at the point in his career where he knows he's kind of, you know, a one-year contract mentor kind of guy.
I don't know about that. I think if he got bounced and told to sit down, I think Russell Wilson would be like, nah, guys, you got to release me and then another team to give him a shot. I can't see Russell Wilson sitting around for, I don't know, half the season just on the side. I'd be shocked. I'd be surprised. And we'll find out sooner than later. I know one thing for sure. Everybody in the NFC East, I don't care. The New York Giants are happy. The Philadelphia Eagles are happy. The Washington Commanders are happy. I see everybody. People online are congratulating Jerry Jones. They're thanking Jerry Jones for moving Michael Parsons out of the NFC East. People are thanking him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, just because you move on to someplace else doesn't mean that you have found green pastures. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, hey, you know what? We're going to chat some basketball. We're going to be joined by NBA and Houston Rocket Josh Okogie. Josh is from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Have a chat with him about what the heck he has going on. Talk about what we can expect from the Rockets this year now that they've acquired Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers of all time. Man, we got a lot to get into. And then Jerry Jones has opened his mouth. He had a press conference. We'll hear what Jerry Jones had to say as well about trading Michael Parsons. We got so much more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man. Yeah, they got. This is the thing about college football right now. There is so much in the transfer portal, the back and forths, the guys who graduate. We are such a long way off from waking up and just having the same team, the same roster, year after year after year, where you can follow and get to know the guys. Right now, this second, South Florida is putting a beating on Boise State 24-7. Here they are in the third quarter. Everybody in South Florida, oh my God, here we go. South Florida, one of their players just gave the guys at Boise State the choke signal. This is the type of place where you hope for Ashton Jeanty and just realize, oh, well, he's not showing up. This guy is now a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is a wild thing about college football. Here we are, third quarter, 24-7. South Florida to Boise State. But you can't count them out. We got a whole quarter left here in this matchup. And would anybody be surprised if they came through and bounced back? I would not. Let's see what happens. Yeah, we're getting ready for some real college football. None of that crap that we saw last weekend between Kansas State and Iowa State. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All this football news going on. Micah Parsons being traded. We got the U.S. Open going on. We're going to blink as well. Time flies. And we're going to be staring right in the face of some NBA basketball. Well, right now we're being joined by someone who plays in the NBA. Just got connected with the Houston Rockets. He's from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Played at Tech. Now in the Houston Rockets. A big shout out and a welcome to Josh Okogie. Josh, how are you, man?
What's going on, man? I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Are you enjoying what is left of the offseason? How are you doing?
I'm good. I am enjoying it. Not much left, but I am enjoying what's left.
Beautiful. Now, before we get into what you got going on here in Atlanta on the east side out towards Snellville, my neck of the woods, I don't know if you're a big football fan, a small football fan, not a football fan at all. What are your thoughts on Micah Parsons getting moved to the Packers, man?
Man, you know, everybody has their thoughts on Jerry Jones, man, but I don't think that they should have let him go. I think the different ways he can play football on the line, he can play off the line, he can play linebacker for a couple snaps. Like, he's one of the most versatile defenders that I've seen in quite some time. I don't think they should have let him go, but I'm glad that he's in a spot like the Packers, who are an upcoming team that had a great last year and ready to build. So I'm happy for him, man. I think he's going to go into that program, and I think both sides are on the same page over there.
Yeah, there's not going to be any beefs, none of that at all. Well, you're now a member of the Houston Rockets. So many expectations given all the talent that y'all have on the team, and you and Kevin Durant coming from Phoenix. There's so much. You got a champion and Van Vliet. There's the twins. There's a lot going on. How are you feeling about this situation you're coming into?
I'm excited. I'm very excited, man. The way I look at it, man, it's just another year to learn. You know, I like to stay young, learn. I'm still young, but I like to stay young, learn, and be able to play and compete with some new faces, familiar faces, some championship pedigree guys, some guys who, you know, just coming off a successful, well, relatively successful season. So I'm excited.
Josh Okogie is joining us of the Houston Rockets. There's a lot said about Ime Udoka and how demanding he is. And from your interactions, what sets him apart? Granted, it's not an extensive history here, but what sets him apart as a coach from others that you've been with?
My favorite is he's Nigerian, just like me. You know, we both spend time on the national team for Nigeria. So, you know, me and him, you know, we have the same blood. So I'm excited to get going with that same kind of heritage and history. Me and him have connected on a few instances in the past, just talking about, you know, our roots. So I'm going to be happy to finally be coached by him.
Josh Okogie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Nigerian blood, playing for the Houston Rockets, growing up here in Georgia, going to Tech. Fill everybody in about what you got going on this weekend over this Labor Day.
Yeah, me and my family's foundation, we're going to do a nonstop carnival day on Sunday here in Snellville, Georgia, at my old high school, Shiloh High School. It's just a way for us to just give back to the community and, you know, give back in a way that it's fun and interactive for everybody. And everybody can leave and go home with a smile on their face.
That's awesome. And so what can people expect? Does it bring the babies to bring your grandmas? Or what can we expect?
We have things from all ages, from babies to grandmas. It's going to be water games. It's going to be fun, interactive stations. It's going to be some food. It's going to be some music, some dancing, face paint. You know, candy, you name it, whatever the case may be. And it's going to be a dunk. And it's going to be a dunk tank, too. So you have a chance to get me going in a dunk tank with a chance to, you know, to win some. I ain't going to say what it is, but, you know, if you want to find out, tell them to come to the carnival.
Okay. Is people are having a chance to dunk you? How big is this tank, man? You ain't no small guy.
It ain't a small. It's a small bullseye, though, I'll tell you that. Every year. It gets harder and harder to get me to go, but somebody always gets me. And, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking for me because each time is, you're like, oh, my goodness. But, I mean, it's fun.
Houston Rocket Josh Okogie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. So walk us through what the rest of your offseason is going to look like outside of what we're witnessing right now.
So the rest of the offseason is going to look, you know, kind of pretty standard. Right after Labor Day, you know, kind of go back into the market and integrate with the team, you know, work out, you know, kind of get to know my teammates, get to know coaches, medical staff, front office staff, meet everybody. And then so by the time season starts in October, I'm already fully integrated and know what's going on.
Hey, Josh, and last question for you, man. There's so many well, we see the rash of injuries with leg injuries and people worried about their Achilles and are people playing too much? And this is just going on for so long. What are your thoughts on these injuries? It says that people are getting work. They play too much basketball from a kid. You're in the league. You ain't no old guy. What do you think?
Oh, he's on
For me, it's just more so just taking care of your body. Take care of your body, eating right, doing the right things, working out, staying in the weight room. Because, you know, weight room, it prevents injuries. So, yeah, he's doing all that stuff.
Okay. Well, Josh, sounds like you're real busy. Give us the information on where they could follow you and find out more information about Sunday.
Yeah, you can follow my Instagram at @callme_nonstop. And you can also follow the foundation at Okogie Family Foundation. And over there we'll have all the information that you need.
Okay. Hey, Josh, thank you for coming on by, man. We'll see you on Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much.
No doubt. A big shout-out to Josh Okogie for coming through and joining us of the Houston Rockets. If you're down here in Atlanta, Georgia, and swing on by Shiloh High in Snellville, Georgia, and then you got the opportunity to, damn it, dunk an NBA player in some water. You ain't dunking on Josh. That's not going to happen. Thank you so much to Josh Okogie. Sounds like he's getting ready to catch a flight. Was that what that was?
Must have been something like that. Yeah, it seemed like he was doing something.
I heard one of them good old private jets in the background. And shout outs to Josh Okogie, a great guy, always doing some great things here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you live here in Atlanta, you know somebody in the area, make sure you swing on by Shiloh High School right outside the city in Snellville. You see, even he knows the ridiculousness going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody knows. He's like, man, sent this guy up to Green Bay and switched it up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. I told you that Jerry Jones stopped, had a press conference, and, of course, he gave a silly-ass explanation as to why he traded Micah to the Green Bay Packers. It was all good just a week ago. Not really. But now the guy's just gone. We'll hear from Jerry Jones on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, a big thank you to Houston Rocket, NBA player, Georgia's own, Josh Okogie, for coming through and joining us as he gets ready to play for a team that, damn it, is getting ready to go out there and compete for a championship. We hope. At least one basketball team is doing things right in Texas, right? Houston Rockets are doing good. Dallas Mavericks are kind of screwing things up into doing things good. They did a bad thing moving Luka and then ending up with Cooper Flagg by accident. Good for them. And that's just how it works sometimes. That's like somebody, like this, it seems like a bad Bugs Bunny cartoon or just a bad cartoon in general. This is somebody walking down the block, reading in a newspaper, And you got one guy who walks into a manhole and he disappears. And then you got somebody else who just stumbles into money. And it's just like you never know how it's going to work. Some people just get lucky. They do. And some people just get lucky. Thank you, Josh Okogie, for coming through. Thank you for everything you do here in Atlanta. 888-710-4ISN. I told you Jerry Jones spoke. Trading Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for two first-round picks and former Pro Bowl, multiple-time Pro Bowl, defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Jerry Jones spoke. Of course he would speak. I didn't expect it to be today right after the trade, but he talked. And Jerry Jones had an explanation. I want you to hear this. Jerry Jones says it was in their best interest to trade Micah Parsons. I can't believe it, but he said it. Listen to this.
We did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in, or concerns in, on the inside of our defense.
Oh, my God. With all due respect, Evan, he doesn't sound good, right?
No, I kept hearing those, like, a lot of saliva going on.
The saliva, the wheezing, the breathing. And as he's gotten older, like anybody getting older, he doesn't, I mean, over the years, he's been in the public eye for damn near, what, 30, going on 40 years right now. So I remember him when he was a young man. He ain't so young no more. But yeah, you'd expect everybody to age. But damn. Oh, I was trying to understand. Well, I understood everything that he said. Hope he's okay. Yeah. That's a load of crap, what he just said. It was time to move on. You don't just move on. Okay, sure, you're fine. Kenny Clark has been a Pro Bowler. Okay, fine. You can find dudes to plug the middle. But we know it's more valuable to...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get somebody. It's more difficult to find a guy who can go out there and just get the passer. That's why Micah Parsons is the second highest paid dude in the league right now. Excuse me, the highest paid guy in the league who's not a quarterback. Because it's a premium position. That's why TJ Watt is now the second highest paid dude not to get a quarterback at $41 million. There's a higher value placed on pass rushers because they can go out there and be disruptive. And yeah, Kenny Clark can go and stop the run, but he ain't no bowling ball, okay? This is not Warren Sapp in the middle. Come on, man. What are we doing? He's just saying stuff. And that's almost insulting to the intelligence of the Dallas Cowboy fans. But Jerry Jones continued on. He's like, hey, well, we don't stop the run, and how are we going to win? Listen to this comment.
We need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time, and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
Oh, man. He's just going to say whatever. He's going to say whatever. Everybody on their defense was basically hurt yesterday. Well, not yesterday, last year. But then you even think about Micah, who he incorrectly said missed like what? Like 6 or 7 games last year. They came out of Jerry Jones' mouth months ago. And just in the same press conference from the same quotes and sound that you just heard, Jerry Jones was calling Micah Michael. Okay, innocent flub. Okay, I guess you would or should know his name after what? Now about 4 or 5 years? You drafted the dude. He's just old. And he's not going to give it up. It just stinks. This is what happens, I guess, when you're a billionaire. Jerry Jones is certainly influential. He's the most influential owner in the NFL. This man helped put both teams in Los Angeles, uprooted one team in Los Angeles and the Rams, got them back out to L.A., helped get the stadium built, decided to kind of nudge and encourage the Chargers to do the same damn thing, moving out of Qualcomm, going up north to Los Angeles. That's Jerry Jones. This is the guy who took Frisco, Texas, and said, let me turn it into Jerry's World, and the same thing at Arlington with even bigger Jerry's World. He knows how to make money. He knows how to think outside the box. Doesn't know how to move out the way and win. That part sucks. That's what happens, I guess, when you're a billionaire. Evan, you got a couple bills sitting around we could buy a team?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, damn, okay.
But I think I could run one better than Jerry.
I think a lot of people could. And then the thing with his son, and I guess his son is just like, man, I need some money whenever dad is gone, so I can't even tell my dad, hey, dad, you're screwing it up. Can't even do that. Damn. Horrific. Man, these billionaires don't know. They just don't know what's going on. We got Jerry Jones making dumb decisions. Oh, yeah. How about this? Jim Irsay in the news as well. God rest his soul. Like, is it really groundbreaking news? Is it really something to beat people up about? I saw this story earlier today. Jim Irsay, former owner of the Indianapolis Colts, who just passed away, what, like last month, a month and a half ago. They're just like, well, he overdosed again a few times prior to his passing. It's like we knew the guy had a substance abuse issue. He said it himself. He took over the Colts from his dad in 1997. His dad bought the Colts in Baltimore in 72. He moved them out to Indy in 84. His son, Jim Irsay, became the GM. Then he took over the team after his dad had passed in 1997. And Jim Irsay hit the jackpot with some guy named Peyton Manning. Good for him. And over people don't know, Jim Irsay was a bodybuilder. And then he ended up on the painkillers. And then you move from painkillers to other things to kind of alleviate the pain. We heard about this a few years ago. And so there's this story that came out today that he was overdosing before he passed. And the team and everybody's covering it up. What's there to cover up? The guy had a problem. He passed away. Just leave him alone. Let the family deal with it. His daughters are now running the squad. Wow, what's the news that is really coming out of this? There's none. I want you to listen to this news clip from WTHR in Indy.
The Washington Post just released an exclusive report about Irsay's final days this morning.
The multiple-page report speaks of multiple relapses and a private doctor that allegedly provided ketamine and opioids to the owner just before his death. The article also claiming that Irsay suffered 3 overdoses towards the end of his life.
We just got a response from the cult after reaching out. This is on behalf of the Irsay family. It's also the statement that they provided to the Post. It reads as follows, quote, "We continue to grieve the loss of our dad, a man defined not only by his role as the owner of the cult, but also by his resilience, his personal struggles, and his deep love for family, friends, and community."
Yeah, what the heck else are they supposed to say? outside of leave us alone, you knew the guy had a substance abuse issue. Like, what do they want? It's like, and I get it, Michael Jackson was a global superstar. It's like Michael Jackson had passed away. People knew Michael Jackson was on drugs. People knew Prince was on drugs. Like, where's the news? What are they going to now pin this on the doctor? The doctor was the dealer and the doctor killed Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay said he had an issue. Come on now. Am I bugging Evan, or is there news here? This seems like the same old story that we heard when he was still alive.
Yeah, I guess like the news they're trying to make is that someone that had overdose issues before they overdosed, which is usually the case.
Yeah, it's like nothing. What's the news here? We haven't seen, I feel like, Jim Irsay in the public eye in oh, feels like years. And if we did, it seemed like to just be statements. So, look, good luck to his daughters. Hope that man rests in peace. There's no news here. If they want to say that this the doctor's fault and they want to, you know, press charges against the doctor, I guess that'll be the next piece of news for the Indianapolis Colts and Jim Irsay. And also, I mean, speaking of lawsuits, Matt Ishbia, this man just became the owner of the Phoenix Suns 2 years ago. He went all in. He's like, let me get Bradley Beal. Let me get Kevin Durant. Let me get all of this. Josh Okogie, who we just spoke with, used to play for Matt Ishbia. Like, Matt Ishbia is now being sued by two minority owners in the Phoenix Suns. The two guys who were left over from Robert Sarver, they were two minority partners who did not want to be bought out. You can't force a guy out. You can offer him a lot of money to leave, but you can't force a guy. And so the two guys that stayed on are now suing Matt Ishbia for not allowing him to see the books. They're saying that he's trying to force him out. Matt Ishbia's lawyers are just like, no, these guys are being jerks. And so it's funny. You got people scrapping inside the Phoenix Suns organization. They just seem like a joke. Matt Ishbia, by the way, the last time I looked, he was worth about $5 billion. He actually was a walk-on at Michigan State. He was a champion on that 2000 Michigan Spartans team. He knows how to make a lot of money. Seems like he made his cash in real estate, a mortgage company founded by his dad. I've heard that story before. But he doesn't look like he knows how to run a basketball team. The Phoenix Suns are being ran into the ground. Now, you got Devin Booker. He's just going to end up retiring there with a lot of money. Good for him. I don't know about no championships. Good for him. Evan, I couldn't tell. Who else is on the Phoenix Suns with him today? Anybody?
No. Not anymore.
It's like nobody worth a damn. Let me look this up real fast. I know they're going to do a lot of losing. Oh, Jalen Green. How exciting. That's right. Oh, yeah, this team sucks. Devin Booker, Jalen Green, Grayson Allen, Dylan Brooks, Nick Richards. Oh, yeah, that team is going to be real ugly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We come back from break. I'm going to give you an update on this beating that Boise State is taking. Talk some more football, college football, NFL football, a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got so much to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.